Haynes Assisted Living is an independent assisted living facility that provides meals and facilitates medical care for as many as 10 seniors. Throughout the pandemic, the nonprofit says it's taken extra precautions like requiring masks, temperature checks, and deep cleaning. Board Managing Director Jim Studley says they trigger high alert COVID precautions when there are more than 10 active cases in the Haynes community, which has happened before and was activated again August 9th.
We have a very tiered system of operation. So as the, and this is approved by the state and it's state recommended as well, so it follows state policy. But what changes is that the residents are limited significantly by those individuals that might want to come visit them. And that just ratchets up as it goes.
On high alert now, visitors are restricted. Only primary support people like a spouse, son or daughter, or whoever has power of attorney are allowed to visit. They must make an appointment in advance and are screened on arrival, required to wear a mask and social distance. Studley wouldn't say how many people are now living there, but it's licensed by the state to have 10 beds. This week, 5 residents who died at Ketchikan's Pioneer Home were COVID-19 positive. That followed an outbreak among residents and staff. A separate COVID-19 outbreak at Peace Health Ketchikan's Medical Center's long-term care unit has infected at least 12 residents and 7 caregivers. The Haynes Assisted Living Board currently does not require its staff to be vaccinated. Studley says if state rules changed, they would have to comply. He said each shift staff are required to have their temperature checked, change into new uniforms, wear masks, and they are continuing extra cleaning. He added his employees have been instructed not to show up if they have any symptoms.
You know, the residents that we have are, and that we have had in the past, have never had COVID virus in the building, and they're very safe, and I'm sure they're sometimes not very happy about being isolated, but we're doing our best to make a loving, caring environment.
The federal government recently imposed a mandate requiring nursing home employees that receive Medicare and Medicaid to be vaccinated. But Studley says the Haynes facility isn't a licensed nursing home, so it wouldn't apply. The St. Lucie's Senior Living Center is on the Haynes Assisted Living campus, where seniors control access to their own apartments. In Haynes, I'm Corinne Smith.